very happy Saturday morning, everybody. Saturday. You're working on Saturday? Saturday, December 17th, 2022. It's the Best at Sea Cruise and Travel News Update podcast, brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com, your home for Made in USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake, we are in St. Lucia today, the beautiful island of St. Lucia. And yes, I'm working on Saturday because I've mentioned online and social media, I'm enjoying this podcast. I don't know if anybody's going to listen to me today, but it's Saturday, they should have the weekend off, but why? Anyway, before I get to what is going on in the cruise and travel industry on this Saturday, I want to say thank you to all the feedback I had concerning my Happy Hanukkah. The Gentile says Happy Hanukkah. I should write a book. But I was educated or reminded to mention potato latkes. Potato latkes. It's fried potatoes, shredded potatoes that are fried, and they also use an egg binder. If you've never had your egg bound, whew, you only do that 8 days of the year on Hanukkah. That's it. Anyway, congratulations. Tomorrow it's Sunday, and everybody's going to have a little potato latke. This is a wonderful thing. You have it sometimes with salmon, sometimes with applesauce. Me, I would have it with ketchup. I like potatoes with ketchup. Call me. Oh, he's a Gentile. That's why. All right, let's get to it. St. Lucia, another beautiful day. Oh, my goodness. Very close friends of mine, Scott and Christina, are about to embark on a Holland America cruise in a couple days in the Caribbean. I hope they catch the kind of weather we've been catching. It has been unbelievable. And again, it is sunny today. Very busy today because the AIDA Perla is in port with us. They carry 4,300 guests, and the Celebrity Eclipse, I think, is there. One of them, Eclipse or Lunar Landing, I don't know. And they're around 3,000 people, so that's 7,300 people to get in the way. And of course, the AIDA Perla is almost 4,300 friends from Germany. That's always exciting, walking down the street. Move, not in your life. All right, and also we're in St. Lucia, which is a gorgeous island. Lots to do here, and it's the home of the Pitons, sometimes referred as the Dolly Partons. They're two mountainous volcanic plugs, and if you've ever had your volcano plug, that can be very painful on a Saturday. Shut up, Tom. If you want to do this is too serious. People are very serious that are listening to this podcast. They want to know the news of the day. All right, let's get to it. I saw this and I smiled, and in my opinion, Holland America is doing something right. Look, it's a good cruise line. I just still think they should have stayed small. That's always my opinion. It always will be. It's where the business and the money is. But Holland America has announced that they are the official exclusive line of the Professional Pickleball Association. Now, before you start giggling, pickleball is big in the United States. It is big on top of big, and the Professional Pickleball Association is very big too. And people in all the over 55 communities, they play pickleball, and when you do that, you're called a pickler. Now, I have an idea for Holland America. They should probably commemorate this whole deal by getting Kelly Pickler on. She's a country music singer, and she can sing. Pickler sings to the picklers. Anyway, Casey Cole, who's the vice president of marketing, well, for a change, a real name, she's not the chief marketing officer for Holland America. She said, "We are very excited to offer our guests an elevated pickleball experience as they travel to spectacular and scenic cruise destinations." You can laugh if you want, but these picklers are nuts. I'm serious about this. I mean, they could be in Italy and all they want to do, what? We don't want to go to the ruins. You want to play pickleball? I was at an over 55 community a couple years ago in Charleston, South Carolina, and I was there on a Saturday, and Saturday afternoon was the pickleball tournament. Competitive, crazy, place was nuts. They had a cookout, they had people, they had doctors, they had an ambulance, they had an orthopedic surgeon there. You need it. They're all 70 years old, dressed up with all kinds of gear on, everything else, and a helmet to play pickleball. Anyway, I think Holland America's onto something, because these people are really zealots about pickleball, and I think they would give up other things, service, food, other things, to be able to play pickleball at sea. Because if you've ever had your pickleball, no, I'm not doing it. If you've ever had your, no, don't do it. This is a professional cruise line. You know where I'm going with this. If you've ever had your pickled at sea, you know how painful that can be. I mentioned yesterday, I don't normally talk about personnel changes. They happen all the time in the cruise industry. I raised my eyes when I saw this, both SeaTrade.com, CruiseIndustryNews.com, CruiseIndustryNews.com have both covered this. Disney Cruise Line announced they promoted the staff captain to captain. Who cares? People get promoted all the time. His name is Michel. It's a man. They didn't go... he's Italian, so his name is Michel. I would have went with Mikey. That's just me. Michel Intartaglia is now a captain. Okay. He's been a staff captain for 10 years. If you don't know what they do everything. Staff captains do everything the captain doesn't want to do. The staff captains are in charge of security, safety, maintenance, environment. Anything that goes wrong, it's the staff captain's job. Once you get to captain, it's an easy gig. In fact, I was just speaking to someone and pretty good chance he's going to be promoted soon. And I said, you know, one of the advantages of being a captain is your room service order gets there a hell of a lot quicker. Soon as you get to be the captain, man, they run around the kitchen, get it ready. In the meantime, Michelle Intartaglia has been promoted. Mike, go with Mikey to the role of captain. He's going to, he's from Italy. Hey, thank you. Bada bing, bada boom. There we go. Another Italian captain. Let me say my prayers now. Anyway, he joined Disney in 2011 as the staff captain, and now he's going to be the captain of the Disney Fantasy. Speaking of Italians, this story kind of jumped off the page too, because who cares? But in the business, and that's what I talk about, the business being the cruise and travel industry business, Fincantieri is a force in the shipbuilding world. They control 40% of the shipbuilding when it pertains to cruise industry ships. They also build tankers and freighters and whatever you want, but 40%. They've built 120 ships in the last 20 years, I guess. And you know them. They're usually the ones that are dead in the water. No, I'm kidding. Most of them work out pretty good. Anyway, they've announced what their plans are going forward, and the company said they plan to use a synergy, because you have to say these words, the synergy, I'll say, the company stated that it will use the synergies between cruise, defense, and offshore to strengthen the group for the green and digital transitions. Let me read it slowly, okay? So you don't have to bother reading this. This is what they put out in a press release. Fincantieri put out, the company stated that it will use the synergies between cruise, defense, and offshore to strengthen the group for the green and digital transitions and technological innovations. What the hell does that mean? I don't know. It just means they're going to be the lowest bidder every time someone wants a ship built. That's what that's going to be. And they'll get the job. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I saw this. This was a short cruise, by the way. Saturday, we're not going 20 minutes, okay? I got things to do. Plus, I perform my second show tonight to a great group of people. I better be ready for that. I saw this. I kind of liked it. Jumped off the page. Carnival Cruise Line has partnered with Starboard Cruise Services. They're a retailer. And also with Moët Chandon, Moët Hennessy, to launch the first at-sea brands and new experimental retail concepts aboard the Carnival Celebration. Does anybody worry about the food and service anymore? Huh? How about work on that? Anyway, they've designed and curated. Another word you don't see that often anymore. We've developed, designed, and curated engaging retail offerings. What? You redid the store. Will you stop with this? You redid the store. Would you put a paint job, some on the floor, put arrows to find a deal? We've developed, designed, and curated engaging retail offerings, including many first at sea launches. Here we go. As well as sustainable brands and products that exemplify inclusivity for a Carnival Celebration. So whoever did all this, okay, here's what we need. We need the t-shirts that are made from orange peels. And we're also going to have to make sure we include everybody in this, you know, deal. There has to be diversity. I have no idea what that works out to be. See, the only reason I did this podcast is no one else will listen to me. So I said, let me record this podcast so I can just snap. Because who puts out this stuff? We developed, designed, and curated. I had to look it up. Actually, I lied. I haven't looked it up. If somebody knows what it means, let me know. We've developed, designed, and curated engaging retail offerings. You repainted the store. Shut up. Anyway, and this goes hand in hand and credit card to pocketbook with Carnival's 50th birthday celebration. So all of this will happen on the new Carnival Celebration, and you'll have custom-made products. You'll have underwear that says 50 years, which is laughable because a lot of people on Carnival have been wearing the same underwear for 50 years. I didn't just say that, did I? If I put this up, it'd be a miracle. I should probably just record a podcast sometimes and then delete it. Just do it to get, you know, off my chest. By the way, if you're wondering what they curated on the new Carnival store, an interactive floor experience, whatever that means. You'll also be able to explore new brands, including Iconic London, Ariana Grande's fragrances. If you know who that is, they couldn't do a clothing line because she doesn't wear it. Everything she wears is like four sizes too small. So you can buy the Ariana Grande fragrances and watches and other crap. So anyway, maybe I shouldn't put this up. Oh, let's go ahead. All right, this is good news. Crystal Cruises, they are coming back next May or June. And they've signed a lease in Aventura, Florida. That's where the main office will be. And that's good because you can go there. If this one collapses and you need a refund, you can just drive to Aventura. According to Real Estate News, they've signed a lease for a 15,206 square foot space, which is a little larger than my stateroom here on deck six. So anyway, they're going to be based in Miami, and Jack Anderson is back as the president of Crystal. He was the president when they went out of business. It wasn't his fault they went out of business. The parent company just decided to not fund them anymore. Well, they went bankrupt. You know that story. All right. Well, that's Saturday. The Saturday podcast, you're going to click on this going, what is he doing working on Saturday? I'll remind you, I just needed to get this off my chest. In fact, I might name that the Saturday Let Me Get This Off My Chest podcast. It might not happen every Saturday, but when you're reading these stories, I was very excited. I think Holland America is going in the right direction with the pickleball people. I just don't know if they're going to have professional pickleball on your scooter. Whether or not, yeah, probably will. You know, like the mobility scooter pickleball tournament coming up. Shut up, Tom. Go do something like lay in the sun. Have a great weekend. There'll be no Sunday podcast. This is a one-off, and what did I talk about? How many... Only 12 minutes. 12, maybe 13 when I'm still done rambling. Don't forget, you can subscribe to this by going to the website, besttoseeradio.com. Click on the subscribe button, put in your email address, your name. You'll get an email every day that I do a podcast telling you, oh, here's another podcast. Also, you might notice on social media, there is a new graphic about this podcast. It is a work in progress. I'm working with a very talented graphics and a designer type person to come up with something that just jumps off the page. So when the people that aren't familiar with this soon-to-be award-not-winning podcast, they go, oh, look at that guy with the cigar. All right, have a good Saturday. I know what you're thinking. Why did I bother? I mean you, not me. I did it because I had to get this off my chest. Why did you bother listening? Have a great Saturday. And don't forget, tomorrow, have a couple of potato latkes in my name. Thank you very much.